from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is slamming Donald Trump for questioning whether Vice President Kamala Harris is black. Jean-Pierre reacted to the former president's comments during Wednesday's White House briefing.
As a person of color, as a black woman who is in this position that is standing before you at this podium behind this lectern, what he just said, what you just read out to me, is repulsive. It's insulting.
During a Q&A session at the National Association of Black Journalists convention in Chicago, Trump claimed he didn't know Harris was black, quote, until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black. Boar's Head is expanding its product recall due to possible listeria contamination. The company has added 71 products to its recall after a sample of unopened liverwurst tested positive for the illness. The products in the recall include Boar's Head and Old Country products produced between May 10th and July 29th. As of Tuesday, 34 sick people have been identified in 13 states, including 33 hospitalizations and 2 deaths. One of those deaths was in New Jersey. Signs of listeria include fever, headache, nausea, and muscle aches. A New Jersey elementary school is removing Senator Bob Menendez's name from its building after his conviction on federal bribery charges. A spokesperson for West New York Mayor Albio Ceres confirmed on Wednesday that the name will be down before the start of the school year in September. The New Jersey Globe was the first to report the official's plans to remove the Democratic senator's name from the building. And JCP&L wants your old refrigerator, freezer, air conditioner, or dehumidifier. As part of its appliance recycling program, the New Jersey utility will pay $50 for each fridge or freezer and $25 for each air conditioner or dehumidifier, says a spokesman.
We'll accept 2 refrigerators or freezers and up to 3 air conditioners or dehumidifiers from each customer each year. You can earn up to $175 a year.
He says all the appliances must be working and all fridges and freezers must be between 10 and 30 cubic feet. Residents must also own them, and they must be JCP&L customers. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And it's August, getting some good weather to start. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Outside of a stray thundershower early on tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, warm, and muggy. Lows will be between 70 and 75. Sunday to partly cloudy for tomorrow. It's going to be a hot, humid day with a thunderstorm at a few spots later in the afternoon or evening. High temperature tomorrow between 90 and 95. Sticky tomorrow night. Lows in the lower 70s with a partly cloudy sky. And another hot, humid day Friday with clouds and sun. And there can be a thunderstorm or two around with highs in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We have 84 degrees in Jersey City, 84 degrees in Woodbridge, 76 degrees Pemberton. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.